on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us from the Heritage Foundation. Heritage.org is the website. We're talking about a story today we find in the Daily Signal. Go to dailysignal.com and you'll find the article from Fred Lucas, quote, "New people would die," unquote. New Mexico Democrat governor erupts at Biden DEA program allowing fentanyl into state. And Emma, I appreciate you taking the time. It's actually a little surprising to see someone from, you know, any party calling out their own, and it kind of seems the case here.
That's indeed correct. And it strikes me that that just shows how severe the problem is. So New Mexico's Democrat governor was blasting her own party, as you noted, which created a program through DEA, or the Drug Enforcement Administration, that allowed hundreds of thousands of fentanyl pills into New Mexico. Now, the stated purpose of this was a way of tracking the distribution and the drug dealers involved so that ostensibly DEA could capture the bad guys and bring them to justice, thus reducing the total number of illegal shipments that came across the state. However, the impact of this has gone far, far worse than perhaps anyone imagined. And this is what the Democrat governor was blasting the former administration and many DEA officials for, because in New Mexico, they have had thousands upon thousands of fentanyl overdose deaths, in part due to all of the pills they knowingly let into the state. And so while fentanyl deaths are decreasing across the United States, in New Mexico, they are sharply on the rise with more people dying. So this is a very bad look for New Mexico. It's a bad look for the governor. And the reality is that this is a heartbreaking tragedy for many Americans and families who have lost their lives and loved ones to these pills. And in many cases, fentanyl is already far more, far stronger than morphine is. But when it's being trafficked across the border, it's often being mixed with other substances to make it even more potent. And so the impact of this is that even just a little bit of fentanyl can result in an overdose that takes someone's life, far more deadly than most drugs that are on the market. And so it's really, I think, raising a lot of questions about what in the world was the administration, was the DEA thinking when they brought all of these pills in, trying to catch bad guys? But of course, many of these pills got into the hands of susceptible Americans who ultimately paid the price.
Yeah. And, you know, when I read this, and even it says the bigger fish are worth catching, it seems like they were following the smaller fish into the state in hopes that they would catch the bigger fish. And in doing so, essentially, you know, allowed just a lot of fentanyl. And as far as its deadly ability, and I'm no expert on fentanyl, but I want to say I've heard, I mean, even something the size of a grain of sand can have a devastating effects. And the truth is, for those of us who live here, I don't think I'm far off to say just about anyone you talk to knows someone or was impacted by the amount of fentanyl that got into the state and continues to find its way around the state. And often these, I want to say young people, but people in general, you know, may be taking other substances and not even know that fentanyl is attached to what they're taking. It's just, it's devastating. It's, you know, I don't want to be a Monday morning quarterback with the DEA. But you know, as far as finding the big fish, the thought I had was, you know, why not get the small fish and, you know, do the interrogations to, where you can work your way up to the big fish. I don't know what the answer is, but, certainly, more New Mexicans, being hospitalized or worse, dying from the impact of the fentanyl coming into the United States over typically the southern border is something that has got to be addressed. And how the DEA handles it, you know, it's frustrating to see, and we just hope the best for those that have already been impacted by it. But the article is found at the Daily Signal, and it's from Fred. Just do a search for Fred Lucas, and you'll surely find several things he's done. But this one on the Biden DEA program allowing fentanyl into the state of New Mexico. Any closing thoughts, Emma?
Steve, I think you covered it. I think the underlying point here is just how important it is to not let the means justify the end, or the end to justify the means in this case. It's good to catch bad guys who were bringing illegal drugs into the United States, but if we're paying with American lives, then maybe we need to come up with a different approach, because this seems like it's backfired more than anything else.
Yeah. Well, always appreciate your time and the work done at the Heritage Foundation. Again, Emma with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. And you'll find this story and many others that are going to be very relevant to what you're keeping a pulse on by going to the dailysignal.com daily to get news articles like this and many others. Emma, thanks again for your time. Look forward to having you on again real soon.
All right. Talk to you later, Steve.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. Yeah, there was, I mean, it was like, how much can we squeeze? And that's about it. It's like, they did what they did. And I hate to be the one that's like, well, you know, I mean, you and I both.